Okay, you're listening to Amud Chazara with Daniel Eisenberg, Maseches Shabbos, Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. So we are at the two dots. So we just finished up a discussion and resolution of these different opinions of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon and how they apply in the Mishnah we just saw and an important, very, very important distinction between Balacha Shena Tzricha Legufa and Dabar Shena Miskaven, right? Does that sound familiar? Right? Dabar Shena Miskaven is something that was not intended, but it was a result that took place, but it wasn't intended. You weren't intending to do that action. Balacha Shena Tzricha Legufa is the action that you intended to do, but it's for a completely different purpose than what the purpose in the Mishkan was. And Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon have the same shitos meaning Rabbi Yehuda is a machmir for both. Rabbi Shimon is mekel for both. However, Shmuel only holds a kula like Rabbi Shimon when it comes to davar shena miskaven. However, melacha shena tzricha legufa, he is machmir, holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Which is going to be an important principle that we're certainly going to deal with. We've already seen this malchokus referenced several times in the Masechta, and there are going to be many more times. So we'll get there when we get there. So now we're going back to analyzing the Mishnah. So we said right, Aval no sein v'chule. We're talking about putting water, hot water into cold water, vice versa. So now we're going to quote a new brisa, which just teaches a few new things and brings up an important halachic point that actually plays a very big role in Hilchos Kashrus. So let's take a look at this brisa. Tana Rabbanan, we learned the brisa. No sin adam chamin lasochat sonein. Someone can put hot water into cold water. V'lo hatsonein lasoch hachamin. And you cannot pour cold water into hot water. Divrei Beis Shammai. That is the shita of Beis Shammai. So, right, on Shabbos, he says you cannot take hot water and pour it into cold water. There's a, you can take hot water and pour it into cold water, even though you might say, wait, the hot water is going into the cold water, it might cook the cold water. But he says you cannot put the cold water into the hot water. Now, the reason for this distinction is a principle. Let's see if Rashi quotes it here. Okay, so he says, right, chamin l'soch tzonein diksavar tata gavar, because he holds that tata gavar, which means literally the bottom one overpowers, which means it overpowers the top, and this is going to be a really major klala when it comes to hilchos kashrus, when it comes to things like basar b'chalav. If you put, let's say, to make it like a derice, if something is burning hot and you put a cold thing on top, so is that considered cooked? Let's say you would have hot meat and then you put cold cheese on top, as opposed to putting hot meat on top of cold cheese. So the principle of tata gavar plays a big role there. And here as well, we assume that whatever is on the bottom has the greater strength. And the dominating property, and therefore, if you're going to pour cold water onto hot water, we assume that the right, you poured it into hot water, so the tata is the hot water. Therefore, that we assume will cook the cold water that was put onto it, and that will be a problem. However, vice versa, if you put the hot water into cold water, so that the cold is the tata, we assume that's gavar, and therefore it's not going to be cooking, the hot water that's coming in is not cooking the cold water that it's landing on. And this principle is what governs Abishamai's opinion. Ubeisil omrim bein chamin lasochat sonein ubein sonein lasochat chamin mutter. So Beisil say that it's actually fine in either case, right? In either case, it's not a problem. So one important clarification: ba'med var memurim, what case are we talking about that they say this? Ba'kos, if we're talking about a cup. Avabambati, but if it's in a tub, if it's in a tub, chamin lasochat sonein velot sonein lasochat chamin. Also, you can put the hot water into the cold water because then tatoy gavar, but velot sonein lasochat chamin because again tatoy gavar. So there's a distinction that Beis Hillel make between a kos and a bathtub. When it comes to a bathtub, it seems that Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai agree that, you know, you follow the principle of Tata Gavar. However, Beis Hillel are more makel by a kos. Why would they be more makel by a kos? So that's what Rashi comes to address over here. He actually mentions two points, and it's important to be mindful of both of them. He says, first of all, Dilashtia kavilahu, velo nichale sheichomu harbe. First of all, you have a cup of water, so the intention is to drink it, right? So you don't want a, you know, scalding hot, cup of water. Therefore, we assume that if you're putting one hot water into cold water or cold water into hot water, either way, the goal is not to anything be so hot that it's cooked. However, when it comes to a bathtub, the bath we actually kind of want to be quite hot. So there's more reason for chumrah there that we would want there to be cooking taking place, but not by the cup of water. And also Rashi says, va'oh de kli shenihu. Also, the cup is the kli sheni, which itself is not a vessel that is able to cook. However, the bathtub is not a kli sheni, because the bathtub is directly heated. So that's a kli rishon. Whether it's the chamei teveria, it's hot springs, or it's something in like a bathhouse, it is heated directly. It's a kli rishon, and that is more problematic. However, when it comes to a cup, we're not going to be, basically are not as strict, we're not going to apply tata gavar there.
So just to clarify, so yeah. The bathtub is heated. There's a heat source, I guess, near the bathtub. It's not that they don't pour hot water into fill up the bathtub. It's
correct.
It's filled up with water, let's say cold water, and then they heat the bathtub itself.
Yes. Yes, that is correct. Right. Now, it's not like our bathtub, right, where you would pour hot water in, you just turn the faucet. They would have the tubs filled up with, unless they were directly from the hot springs, but they would have the water in, and then right, like they would bring the chamei teveria to go in, or they would heat up the bottom more often, right, because you weren't always connected to the chamei teveria. They would heat it up from under. They would light a fire from under it. Okay. So that's the machlokas. Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. The machlokas is when it comes to a kos, where Beis Hillel are more mekel, and Beis Shammai are machmir for whatever reason. They would say probably it's a gzera. They say, you know, gzera atu, even though, yes, it's a clear reason, it's a klisheni, but still, and it, yes, it's true. It's a cup, so people aren't trying to make it burning, but still, you know, it's a gzera. So it'd probably be just only us to be the rabbanon. But Beis Hillel say, no, there's no such restriction. The Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya oser, and Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya says it is forbidden. So, what is forbidden? So, the assumption at this point is that it's a response to what Beis Hillel just said. So, it seems that Beis Hillel when it comes to the bath, they say. Chamin l'socha tzonin, yes, lo tzonin v'socha chamin. And Rishon ben Menasseh would, Oser, which at this point, we're not going to keep this stance for long, but it looks like Rabbi Shimon ben Menasseh would say even to put hot into cold water in a bathtub would be a problem, for whatever reason. And Amar Rav Nachman, says, halacha Rabbi Shimon ben Menasseh, halacha is indeed in accordance with Rabbi Shimon ben Menasseh, this ultra strict opinion, which seems to be more strict than not just Beis Hillel, but even Beis Shammai. Sover of Yosef Lameimar Seifel Harehu Kambate. So Rav Yosef thought to say that a Seifel, which is like a wash basin, has the same halachic status as an Ambati. Right? Now Rashi says, Va'afal pi dekli shenihu Vilav lishtia ela lerchitza asure de nichale shechem harbe vegazunan. So it says that even though it's a klisheni, hoil vilav lishtia ela lerchitza, since it's not for drinking, but rather it's for washing, Asire, it's usher de nicha le sheyachamu harbe, because people want it to be very, very hot. Vigazrinon, and therefore where goes there? Meaning, Rashi's two reasons from before come into play now. The wash basin, the seifel, is somewhere in between a bathtub and in between a cup. Because a kos is, first of all, it's a klisheni. So, and, you know, we're definitely not talking about an Issur D'oraisa here. It's just a gzeira too. And also, it's for shtia. It's for drinking. So no one wants to make it that hot. A bathtub, it's a klirishon. It's mamish on the fire. And people want it to be very hot anyway, so people want to cook it. So, but what about a seifel? A seifel, no one's drinking from it. That's for rechitza, so people want it to be rather hot. However, it is a klisheni, right? It's not directly on the fire. You pour something into it, and it's not right on the fire. So what's the status? So Rav Yosef thought maybe the primary difference between the kos and the right, there, meaning there are two noted differences between a kos and the ambati. Maybe, says Rav Yosef, maybe the significant one is whether it is for shtia or rechitza. And since the seifel is for rechitza, it would be in the same category as the ambati. Right, so far? That makes sense? It's clear? Definitely makes sense. I'm not sure if it's clear. Should I try to explain it in different words? Yeah, so I'm happy to go back and try one more time. So we know that an ambati, right, a bathtub, you're not allowed. Right, so we know that we are more strict with the bath that Beis Hillel are more strict with a bathtub than with the cup of water, right? The bathtub is because and Rashi gives us two reasons for that. Why they're more makel with a kos and than with an ambati, and one reason is that the kos is a kli sheni as opposed to the ambati, which is a kli rishon. It's on the fire, and another reason is that the kos is for shtia, it's for drinking, so people won't try so hard to heat it up. The ambati is for rechitza, and people like very, very hot water for it. So those are two reasons. Now a seifel, it's a wash basin, is like a middle ground. Because on the one hand, it's like a kos in that it's only a klisheni. On the other hand, it's like an ambati because the water is used for rechitza, not for shtia. And Rav Yosef thought to say that maybe the more significant character trait of the seifel is that it is for rechitza, and that would be enough to be strict with this. However, so Abaye said to him, "Tani Rav Chiya Seifel." But Abaye said, "You know, but Lamaisa, that's not the case because Rav Chiya taught in a brisa Seifel eino kambati. It's not true. Seifel is not like an ambati, right? Rather, it's like a kos. We say that the primary thing on our mind is the fact that it's a klisheni, not a klirishon. It's true, it's for rechitza, but the biggest difference in our mind and in Beis Hillel's mind is that it is, whether it's a klisheni or klirishon, and therefore it's more comparable to a kos. And Beis Hillel would apply the kulos of a kos that even cold water can be poured into the hot water for a seifel and for a kos, obviously, but not for an ambati. But now the Gemara is bothered by Rav Yosef's havamina. But why would it enter his mind in the first place that a seifel could be like an ambati? Now, it's not a logical problem, but it's going to be a halachic problem. The Omer of Nachman, because we said, and Rav Nachman said, halacha k'Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh, that halacha is like Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh. And right now we assume Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh holds that you are not allowed to wash. You're not allowed to dilute even the bathtub with. Pour hot water into cold water of a bathtub, right? So you're not allowed to do that. So if we would say that even a seifel has that status. So Ela b'Shabbos rechitza b'cham in leika. So it comes out that on Shabbos there's no such thing as washing with hot water at all. Meaning, if you had, right, Rashi just says that this is bitmiya. It's a question. Is it, right? Meaning, if you tell me, so let's say we hold like Rav Shimon ben Asi, as Rav Nachman says, that means that you cannot dilute a bathtub of water. Meaning, not only can you not pour hot into cold, it's not only can you not pour cold into hot, you can't even pour hot into cold, because that's what Rav Shimon ben Asi says. That means, and you can't use burning hot water, right? Obviously, if something is yad so let us, but you can't bathe in that, right? So whenever you use hot water for a tub, you need to pour cold water in, or you can take cold water and pour hot water in. You, if you want to bathe and wash yourself anyway on Shabbos, you need to do that. So, okay, if Rav Shimon ben Asi says you can't do that for an ambati, okay, but at least I must be able to do it for a water basin, right? A seifel. But if Rav Yosef says, "Oh, a water basin is the same halacha as an ambati, the same halacha," then what Rav Yosef is essentially saying is that there's no such thing as using any form of hot water for washing at all on Shabbos. But we know that's not the case because we know that, right, you can do panav yad v'raglav. You can wash your hands, feet, and face, even with preheated hot water on Shabbos. You know, a necessity for being able to wash is the ability to cool down boiling hot water. And if there's no way to do that, not only in a tub, as Rav Shimon ben Asi says, but even in a water basin, you can't even do it in a seifel, then you've basically eliminated the possibility of washing any part of my body in hot water on Shabbos. But we know that's not true, right? Rashi says, "Bitmiya dahod l'Rav Shimon afilu chamin l'tzoch tzonin aser." Lo mishkachas chamin shehuch muv afilu me'erev Shabbos. Shlo yitzrichin lahafig resicha san, because they would not need to cool off the heat. Vim kain lo yirchotz afilu panav yad v'ragel v'chamin. What Rav Yosef did by entertaining the possibility that a seifel is as strict as an ambati is that, based on the halacha of Rav Shimon ben Manasseh, we're not allowed to wash at all on Shabbos, which can't be. So the Gemara reinterprets Rav Shimon ben Manasseh and says he's not as strict as you think. Hold on. So what does Rav Shimon ben Manasseh say? So the Gemara says, so I'll just read those words again, right? So, Ulamai desolik gadata meikara deseifel hari hukambati. But how could Rav Yosef in the first place think that a seifel has the halachic status of an ambati? V'amr Rav Nachman, and remember, Rav Nachman says halachic Rav Shimon ben Asi, and the halachic like Rav Shimon ben Asi, who says that even, that an ambati you can't do hot into cold, cold into hot. And if that applies to a seifel, if that's true, ele b'shabbos rechitza b'chamin leika. What happens is that now you've created it that on Shabbos there isn't any form of a washing in chamin. Is that possible? Gemara says no. Mi sada Rabbi Shimon as seifa kai. You thought Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh was referring to the seifa, right? You meaning when we said what was the seifa? We said that Beis Hillel say in an ambati you can do chamin and l'socha tzonin velo tzonich l'socha chamin. In a bath you're allowed to do hot water into cold water, but not cold water into the hot water. And Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh, oser. He says it's oser across the board in the bathtub. No, that's not what he was talking about. Aresha koi. He was referring to the resha. Ubeis hil matirin bein b'chamin l'soch tzonin ubeis tzonin l'soch chamin. Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh, oser tzonin l'soch chamin. Right? That Beis Hill, right? We're talking about the coast. We're going back to the coast case. We said that Beis Hillel said you can go either way. You can put cold into hot and hot into cold in the coast. And Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh was saying, no, you can't. You can't go either way, right? You can only put cold into hot into cold because Tatel Gavar, but you can't put cold, hot into cold. Sorry, you can only put, I think I just said the same thing twice. It's confusing. You're not going to get confused, right? That Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh is saying, no, Beis Hillel, you can't go either way, hot into cold or cold into hot. You can only put hot into cold because Tata Gavar. You can't put cold into hot because Tata Gavar. But now we have another problem. If that's true, so Lema Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh de Amar Kebe Shammai. But what you've just did, what you've just done, is you have lined up Rabbi Shimon ben Asa with Beis Shammai. which is problematic for a couple of reasons. First of all, where does Rabbi Shimon ben Yossi get off holding like Beis Shammai? But even more problematic than that is Rav Nachman paskins like this, like the Shita. And it's also strange that Rav Nachman paskins like Rav Shimon ben Benassia, first of all, against Beis Hillel, but secondly, why didn't you just paskin like Beis Shammai? Right? He said, halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Benassia. So first of all, if Rav Shimon ben Benassia is Beis Shammai, you say halacha is like Beis Shammai. That's one thing. And also another thing, you paskin against Beis Hillel? You can't do that. So Hachi Kamar. No. So again, let's show one more time. Let's understand Rishon ben Benassia. Hachi Kamar. Lo nichlechu Beis Shammai Beis Hillel b'davar zeh. Rishon ben Benassia holds against the Tanakama, meaning the first presenter of the Mishnah. The Tanakama of the Mishnah says there is a machlokas Beis Hillel Beis Shammai about the kos. And Rav Shimon ben Benassia says, I disagree with you, Tanakama. They agree. They don't disagree. They both agree with the Shita that you presented as Beis Shammai. Both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai agree with that. Right? One more time. So I'm going to just explain that Mishnah one more time, because this is how we conclude the understanding of this Brisa. Right? So the Tanakama of the Brisa says, there's a machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. When it comes to a kos, Beis Shammai is saying, we follow Tatai Gavar. So if the bottom one is hot, you can't pour cold water into it. If the bottom one is cold, you can pour cold water into the hot water. Sorry, if the bottom one is hot, you can pour cold water. You can't pour cold water in. If the bottom one is cold, you can pour hot water into that. That's fine. That's what Beis Shammai says. And Beis Hillel say, nope, either way is fine. Either way, hot water into cold water into the hot, or because this is a klisheni and it's for Shtia, it's all good. And Rav Shimon ben Benassia says, no Tanakama, that's not true. There's no machlokas here. Beis Hillel will agree with Beis Shammai here. There's no machlokas. So Rav Shimon ben Benassia is not arguing with Beis Hillel. It's arguing with the Tanakama, who says that Beis Hillel says what he says. So now, Hachi Kamar, lo nichlechu Beis Shammai Beis Hillel b'davar zeh. They don't argue. Okay. And Rav Nachman said, we hold like Rav Shimon ben Benassia. However, Amar Rav Huna, Bered Rav Yeshua, Rav Huna, the son of Yeshua, said, Chazina le l'Rava delo kapid amana. I saw Rava that he wasn't makbid on a kli. Right? Amana is like some sort of, like I don't know, a kli, some sort of vessel, a pitcher, something that's a kli sheni. And he wasn't makbid, meaning he didn't make a big deal of cold into hot, hot into cold. Meaning, he holds like, it looks like Rava holds like the Tanakama and Beis Hillel within the Tanakama, right? Meaning, not like Rav Shimon ben Benassia. He says, no, Rava says, I hold, there is a machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, and obviously I hold like Beis Hillel, that when we're talking about a klisheni for Shtia, one way, one into the other is totally fine. And where did Rava get this from? Miditani Reb Chiya, as Reb Chiya taught in the Brisa, Nosin Adam Ketone Shamayim Lesoch Sefel Shamayim. He says that you could put a ketone, which is like a jug, a flask of water, into a Sefel of Shamayim, Bein Chamin Lesoch Tzorin, Bein Tzorin Lesoch Chamin. He says that you can take a flask of cold water and put it into a hot water basin, or a flask of hot water and put it into a cold water basin. It's not a problem. And that's what Rava based his teaching on, this Braisa of Rav Chiya. And because of that, Rava held like the Tanakama and like Beis Shammai. Now, Amarle Rav Huna, Ravashi, Rav Huna said to Ravashi, hold on, Dilma Shani Hasam, maybe that Braisa is not a good, right? You can't really learn that Rava from that Braisa. Dimifsach Kli, because We're talking about pouring water straight into something. We're talking about taking a flask, like a jug of water and putting it into another thing. So there's a kli in between. So maybe that's why Rav Chiya says in this Brisa that it doesn't matter what you do, because there's a kli intervening. So it's not really impacting the water directly. So that's not a good raya. So Amarle, Ravashi back to Rav Huna, ma'ara itmar. It was actually stated as pouring, meaning, yeah, you know, like that's your girsa, but or maybe that's what you thought the girsa was, but really it was stated as pouring. Don't assume it was placing a flask in. It was pouring a flask in. And indeed, Rav Chiya says pouring chaman into tzonin is fine, tzonin into chaman is fine. Rava concludes from there that that we hold like the Tanakhama and Beis Hillel that it is fine, right? So Itmar, so Mara Itmar Ma'ara Adam Kiton Shamayim L'Soch Seifel Shamayim Bein Chamin L'Soch Tzonin Bein Tzonin L'Soch Chamin. Right? I guess so. Yeah. Now this is just restated. Right? A person can pour the Kiton of Mayim into the Seifel of Mayim, whether it's Cham or Tzonin, and whether it's Tzonin into Chamin, it's all fine. And this is and so now we hold like Beis Hill over here. So in conclusion, what we're saying is that when it comes to an ambati, so the one ruling principle, or often ruling principle, is tatal gabar, that anything into cold water, hot water into cold water, is always going to be fine. There might be some discussion to be had about, like, maybe if it's like a massive amount, there might be a discussion about that. The end of Tosfos over here, Nosin Adam Chamin L'Zuchamin, quotes Rabbeinu Tam, which gets into a discussion about amounts. But let's assume that with the amount discussion aside, when you put hot water into cold water, it's going to be fine. The problem is when you put cold into hot. If it's a kli rishon, like an ambatif, the hot is a kli rishon on bottom, so that will cook the cold water, that is a problem. However, if it is anything less than that kli rishon, so it's a kli sheni, whether it's a cup, or even if it's a seifel, even if it's a water basin of hot water, you can pour the cold water in, and it is not a problem.